Hi. Welcome to Hide Your Pride, where we speak to former Liberty University students about their experience being queer at a private evangelical university. I'm your host, Heather McNeil.
Today, we are going to speak with Eli Germanotta, a student who attended Liberty University who identifies as non-binary. They attended Liberty University from 2016 to 2018 until transferring to the University of Lynchburg, where they are working toward their degree in the arts. Today, we're going to speak to Eli on their experience as a queer student at an evangelical university. Hi, Eli. Thanks so much for joining me today. Why don't we start by talking about how you ended up at Liberty University?
So I ended up going to Liberty University mostly because my immediate family was going to, you know, financially help me with college after I graduated high school. So, and they made it very abundantly clear they'd really only help finance a religious institution. So that's kind of where Liberty started for me.
Is that common practice, do you think? Do you think a lot of people end up there because their family wants them to?
Yeah, a lot of people will. I've seen like a wide variety of different things. I've seen people want to go there because they think maybe they can change the institution with their personal views. I've seen parents sort of finance it as like a form of straightening therapy camp, however you want to put it. I mean, I've also seen some people that have recognized, you know, like it's okay to be yourself as long as you're celibate, and they're trying to like religiously convince themselves that they're doing a good thing by punishing themselves with a Christian university that's going to be extremely strict on them.
Did you experience any of that kind of like punishment tactic? What was kind of your experience on that, or know anyone who was kind of in that mindset?
Yeah, actually, the reason I kind of led with those generalizations is because I've met people from each of those categories, or I know people where they openly went to Liberty University because they thought they could be like the person that changes how the institution works. I've met people that have, you know, studied the Bible to the best of their extent and have pursued Liberty University thinking it would help keep them straight or something along those lines. So that would be kind of, yeah, honestly, from personal experience, I've met a lot of people like that. For me personally, I didn't really have the critical thinking and emotional tools to make sense of my sexuality because I was homeschooled as a kid and up from like, I want to say second grade till high school. So I knew what it was for a while, but I didn't know exactly how to put it into words. So the whole fact of, you know, Liberty University being one of the biggest Christian universities, like, I mean, I just went there because it was something that I was familiar with. I didn't really make sense of my sexuality until later down the road.
Definitely. And I'm sure to an extent being at that Christian university, kind of like you were saying, didn't allow you to really explore that.
Yeah. I mean, everyone always looks forward to graduating high school, leaving their hometown and picking a school or just getting out from under their parents' roof and a bunch of different things along those lines. For me, I was very excited to leave because there was a lot of stuff that happened my senior year of high school where I was like, I don't think I'm straight. I'm probably not straight, but I don't know exactly what that means. So I'm just going to, you know, live life, see what happens. And I found some friends at Liberty University that I enjoyed hanging out with. And kind of one by one, they kind of slowly started, you know, fading away once I started I guess expressing myself a little more freely. Like I started experimenting with my hair, my clothes, makeup was a big thing for me. So I started kind of experimenting with that. And it gets to a point as someone assigned male at birth who doesn't identify as a man, when you start, you know, pushing the gender norms, it's one thing in the little town we call Lynchburg and especially Liberty. People will either assume you're deeply in the closet or best case scenario on campus, they think you're trying to be hip or cool or a worship leader. And there's really not much of an in-between.
Yeah, and that sort of brings me to what I was going to get to next with the, like, did you feel like you could express yourself at Liberty? Did you feel like you were, you know, welcome to be you there?
I think as long as it's relatively a taboo topic, then I think most people don't really bat an eye at it. Because there's, like, even within Liberty, before I really began to experience Lynchburg, the city as a whole, I mean, I was able to kind of express myself. Not quite in the more feminine ways that I wanted to, but probably in, like, other ways where, like, my clothing styles, as long as they looked, quote, stereotypically masculine, it really didn't matter quite how much I expressed myself. It was more so after I had started dating my first boyfriend when, you know, some people started seeing me hold hands with a guy or maybe a few things on my social media at one point. It was at that point where they're like, oh shit, they're serious. Okay, this is actually, you know, not just them being in their rebellious stage. So at that point, it kind of switched from, you know, being able to openly express myself to everyone staring at you, admin wanting to talk to you every other day. It got pretty intense.
Yeah, so we actually met at Lynchburg College, now the University of Lynchburg. And would you kind of talk through what made you leave Liberty? Was there kind of like a, you know, I've had enough of this moment and brought you to Lynchburg College? And did you feel as though maybe there was like a safer environment there?
Yeah. I think I was at Liberty for 2 years. Towards the end of those 2 years when I started dating my then boyfriend, and then the admin from Liberty University kind of started getting on my tail about it and all that other stuff. It kind of sort of forced me out of the closet in some sense. The school didn't really force me out of the closet. I finally chose to come out to my family. And then at that point, it didn't really matter if I disappointed them or made them happy. They said they were going to stop, like, financially supporting me. So at this point, I didn't really see the point in putting myself through the daily struggle of being at a Christian university that on a daily basis at that point, once they saw me, you know, dating my then boyfriend, made it apparent that I wasn't welcome. The admin wanted to talk to me almost constantly because of reports from the resident assistants that work for the school. So I eventually just transferred to University of Lynchburg because some mutual friends that I knew from Liberty suggested it and that they were a little more welcoming. And that's basically what I found when I got to Liberty or to Lynchburg College. That's kind of where I found more of myself. And well, I wouldn't say that school is like the most, you know, very open and welcoming in this, in a lot of other nuanced senses. I would say that it feels more like a normal college setting where if something happens to you or there's something you want to voice your opinion about, it's a little different than being at Liberty University where, you know, if you're doing something that they see as morally detestable, like, you know, being gay, for example, they're just going to act as if you don't exist and you're not going to get anywhere.
Is that what you found, that like, if you did something morally detestable, you didn't exist? Or was it more of like a reprimand?
A little bit of both. A lot of people at Liberty University are definitely sheltered, come from really private schools or all these other things. So on the administrative level, yes, there were reprimands for a lot of different things. At one point, I posted a photo of me and my then boyfriend. I think we were kissing somewhere on campus. It wasn't like, you know, it's just something that a cis straight couple would probably post at some point. But because it was me and another guy, the administration wanted to talk to me. And it got to the point where I knew what they wanted to talk to me about. So I was ignoring their phone calls, their emails. And then at one point, I got a phone call saying that if I didn't respond to their request for a meeting, then they would simply drop me from classes so that I had time to meet with them. Not mark me as absent for a class period, take the class out of my school roster or whatnot to make sure I had time. And then as far as like the other sense, I think where you're talking about like acting as if you don't exist, I went from having quite a few friends, like pretty much everyone knew me on around that campus before I came out. And then it got to a point where everyone knew me as some people actually called me a faggot multiple times. It got to a point where just they'd make eye contact with me, look at the floor, and then walk right past me as if I didn't exist. I've had some really close friends before I came out of the closet that would, you know, butt in on conversations that I had with another friend, and they would butt me out of the conversation as if I wasn't there.
This seems like it's not a, you know, you're not the sole victim in this case. In fact, I've spoken with and done research on the lawsuit that's going on with LGBTQ students and the Board of Education. Have you heard anything about that?
Bits and pieces. I have a lot of connections still in that small town. And I've heard like different stories and pieces. I know some people that have testified. I know some of the people that have been directly involved. So honestly, if you're asking me to give you like a rundown of what's going on, I couldn't tell you other than I've heard bits and pieces of what's happening, unfortunately.
Yeah, I guess I'm just kind of wondering, like, do you see this mistreatment of the LGBTQ at a lot of religious universities in general? You know, what are your thoughts behind this lawsuit? What are you kind of hoping for the universities moving forward? Or what have you heard that the people are
I know one of the biggest points, one of my friends that's kind of been one of the core pieces of a lot of these lawsuits, or the lawsuit with Liberty specifically, is that they should not be getting government funding. That's like one of the biggest takeaways, and I completely agree. I would say that was probably one of the biggest takeaways. I've heard some stories from some other religious institutions, mostly just from social media, but nothing firsthand.
So to kind of wrap this up on a lighter note, have you seen any growth? I know there was like a protest for the LGBTQ at Liberty at one point. Have you seen any, you know, hope or growth that these stories might become less frequent?
Honestly, I haven't really paid much attention to Liberty much since I left Lynchburg and graduated from University of Lynchburg. I mean, I do know that on a social level, things are starting to be a little different. Like, I've spoken with some friends of mine that transferred or not transferred, that like started at Liberty way later than I did. Like, I started Liberty in 2016 and was there till about the end of 2017. I know some of my friends online through mutual connections that have started in like 2018, 2019, for example, that have said they've like on a social level, there's a bit of a difference. But as far as an administrative level, I haven't really seen much of a change.
Well, hopefully the university can work to the right direction and we will follow that lawsuit. Thank you so much for joining me and giving me your insights on this. I, you know, hope you all the best. Congratulations on graduating. And
thank you. Yeah. All right.
To find out more about the lawsuit and to see more stories like Eli's, go to www.insidehighered.com. Thanks for tuning in to episode 1, and come back next week for more.